The National Museum of African American History and Culture here in Washington has many artifacts connected to slavery. For one woman, visiting the museum this week was a literal homecoming. Isabel Meggett Lucas was born and raised in a wooden house in coastal South Carolina. Slaves lived in that house during the 1800s. The Smithsonian bought the structure and moved it plank by plank to the new African American Museum, where it's now on display. Isabel Meggett Lucas is now in her 80s, and she joins us along with her sister-in-law, Emily Meggett. Thanks to you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Will you give me a little tour of the house? Imagine when your family was living there. If I walked in on a Saturday, what would I see? How big was it? How many people lived there? What was going on?
It was like 4 rooms.
Yeah.
It was a 2-bedroom, living room and a kitchen. We had wood stove, fireplace.
No electric, no plumbing
or nothing, no doorhouse.
It didn't have no window pane. It was just a shutter to the to the house.
Got washed
in the washing tub.
Mm-hmm.
You had to wash the clothes on the washing board, put it in the boiler, let it boil, and take it, stick and take it out the boiler, put it in the rinsing water, rinse that, and put it on the line.
Wow, that's a lot of work.
Yes, then you had to tote the water, had pump.
Got to carry the water from the pump.
Yes, there were 4 houses, and the pump is set between the 4 houses.
How many people lived in that one house?
It's 11, and at night it's so hot, and we had to, my mother didn't sit on the porch, and we kids would play in the yard, and something be moonshine, something be dark. The skid was so bad, and we'd get a tie and put a rag in them, and make smoke. We kids, we would run through the smoke, playing back and forth.
You'd create smoke to get rid of the mosquitoes, sort of an old-fashioned bug repellent.
Yes. No spray like it today.
I know that when you lived in this house, you were unaware of its connection to slavery. Since you visited the museum, what have you learned about the experience of people who lived in this house before you?
I guess it was a rough time for them, because it was rough for us, too. Because my mother, them had to work. They had no nothing to do but farm work, no education. And I felt so bad for my mother when I grew up and see how she had to work and struggle to raise us. She was pregnant. She had to go in the field and work, and field work is hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard. But I give my mother and father thanks in the grave for how they bring us and raise us.
I don't think they ever thought that they lived in a slave cabin. I don't think that. I think that that was their home, and they felt comfortable there, and they felt happy there.
And so what was it like for you this week, walking into the Smithsonian African American History and Culture Museum and seeing your childhood home there on display?
And it made me happy, and then I'm pleased too. So,
did people at the museum treat you like a celebrity?
We was like queen.
Queen for a day.
He was like the queen of Edisville.
Well, it's really been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much for taking the time. That was Isabel Meggett Lucas and Emily Meggett speaking about Isabel's childhood home, which is now in the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture.